What's good, everybody? It's your boy Hans.
And this is Tristan.
Welcome to the Hans and Tristan podcast. Tristan, Merry Christmas again. How was your Christmas?
As long as my baby happy, it was cool. Like, I cooked and I felt like a slave. Like, that was just like the worst from morning till like 3 p.m.
Wow.
It was too much. That's why I only cook like once or twice a year.
Exactly.
It's too much. It's too much work.
And I ain't getting no play. You see how she doing me, y'all?
Don't do that.
You see how she doing me.
Do not. Because I've been told you can come
zero.
Through. You and the boo.
Zero plates. Zero.
We still got some banana pudding left over.
Eggs. It's cool. I get it. You know, done fell from grace. I get it.
Don't do that.
I get it. I get it. Just because basketball season started, you being petty.
Ooh, child,
I get it.
Listen, don't even get me started on basketball season because you get so an absentee during basketball season.
Them fell from grace. Now we're being petty. I get no plates. Cool. Got it. So moving on from Tristan being neglectful to, well, my Christmas was actually pretty good. My family was in town. It was actually, I'm not going to lie, it was a little too much. Like, my sisters came into town, all the kids, it was a loud house. It was too much. I'm not going to lie. Don't get me wrong. Love seeing my family. Love my sisters. Love my nieces and nephews. But when they're all together, all at once, it was too much.
Yeah.
But, and I had a spill too. I fell down the stairs. I tell you, I fell down some stairs.
Don't fall down stairs. You know when I hear people fall down stairs, I get like,
I know you get triggered. I fell down some steps, man. It's wild out here in these streets, in these old streets, but you know,
right.
In these plus 30 streets.
Back all day.
But I'm good. I made it through, no broken bones, praise God. So just a couple bruises.
Won't he do it?
Amen. On today's show, I wanted to talk about different aspects of relationship, and from what I know, we love talking about relationships and we do a great job about it. And those shows seem to be highly rated as well. So the people want to hear about our cues and takes on relationships.
Who don't like relationship crap?
Right. I mean, I love it. But one thing I wanted to talk about was so in the social media world and gossip news, which is, you know, Tristan's area of expertise, Larissa Pippen, which is Scottie Pippen's ex or estranged wife. I don't know if they're officially divorced yet. Don't know. Don't really care to know about the facts really of that. But she was rumored a couple weeks ago to be with another basketball player by the name of Malik Beasley. The thing is, Malik is married, currently married.
Oh.
Not separated, not divorced, married. So that caused a kerfuffle on the social media.
You would think.
Yes. So now Larissa Pippen and now Malik Beasley's estranged wife are going back and forth on social media regarding the timeline of events, who started dating who, when was separated, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. And it's funny how it's going because you can clearly tell it's like close friends from each camp, you know, trying to come as credible sources. The homeboys are incredible sources. I'm sorry. Like, they the homeboys. They're loyal. Like, I saw one thing. It said many members on his basketball team confirmed that he was indeed single. It's the basketball. It's the boys.
Like, let me tell you something. All my homies going to lie for me. All of them. Down to my daughter. They're going to lie for me. Period. Like, and that's like on my mother. Like, they're going to lie for me. So, yes, thank you for having good friends, but they're not credible sources. We need neutral folks.
Thank you. Right. So, but that's not.
Right. So he currently plays basketball?
Yeah.
So she got a young tender. She got a young tender.
Yeah.
Because Scotty is up there. So she's a little up there too. So she got her a young tender. Good for her with a strong back and good knees. Yes. I'm proud of you, sis.
Wow. Yeah. She's the OG. She was doing this before Kim was.
But as his wife, I'll be pissed. If my husband cheated on me with an older bitch, usually they cheat, you know, with younger moms.
Younger, yeah.
But right, you done got you an I would be madder than a motherfucker. Like, what?
I'm sick of you.
Oh, I'm like, no, you will not publicly embarrass me like this. You better go get you a Rihanna or some goddamn body and cheat on me with that person. Not no golden girl.
Wow.
No. Uh-uh.
Well, that's what he did. He went and got him a seasoned vet. So, you know, but that's not what I really want to discuss. I want to know, how soon is too soon, or what's the proper timeline to wait to kind of jump into another situation if you've been divorced or separated? Like, is it kosher or proper etiquette to be dating when you're in the midst of a separation or divorce?
I feel like personally, if you're in the midst of a separation or divorce, like, you should not be dating. But you already know, I feel like, you know, you need to heal before you go to the next, you know, situation. That's just me personally. But I think once you've, you know, and then I also don't invite people into your mess. So if you're still going through a separation, you're still going through a divorce, like, don't invite me into that, because I don't want no parts of that, because you're going to be, you know, emotionally fueled by this situation, because it's the tail end of your marriage. It's like closing a chapter. And then if you feel like you don't have to grieve from ending a relationship, you're fucking outside of your brain. Like, you still have to grieve that relationship and the closing of that relationship. And for you to move on so quickly, to me, you're just bringing baggage from one situation to the next. Now, however, once you finish that, I feel that that's contingent upon the individual, how quickly they move on, right? Like I told you before, I don't think Kobe's wife gonna be able to move on. And I don't think it has anything to do with her. I think the public is still not gonna be okay with her moving on. It could be 10 years from now, they were like, what you doing, sis? Like, nah. I feel like you gotta be single forever, which is a sad situation, but I feel like it was Kobe, poo. Like, so I think it's definitely contingent upon the person, but to do it properly, I think you should definitely heal and address and grieve that relationship, because you're really grieving the loss of someone who's still alive.
Yeah. Yeah. I agree with you in regards to, you need to clean up your mess, right, before you bring somebody else into it. Because that, to me, is just right. It's proper etiquette. You want to make sure that things are, you know, at least tightened up as much as can be on your side anyway, because, as you know, you can't control how other people grieve or deal with the ending of a relationship, but you should definitely make sure that things are wrapped up tight on your end, boundaries are set in place, you know, routines and lines are drawn, especially if you have kids in the midst of this separation or situation. But I can't help but think that there is a sort of judgment that comes with women who date men who are separated versus women who date men who are divorced, because those two things are not the same.
At all. Separation is just that, separation. And so many people go back after that, and understand that to even, in most places, to even get a divorce, you have to be separated for a year. So that, to me, if you're still in that separation window, you're not even a year out. So to me, that's too fresh. It's just like fucking with a nigga who got a baby and your baby won. Whoa, that baby just came out of coochie. That's a little too fresh for me. You know what I'm saying? So I'm like, I need some mileage on all this before you bring me into it, because most times it can go either way, where you're still going back to that person. That separation is not final. Or y'all just separated for all these years. Why y'all not finalizing the divorce?
That part as well too, because I've run into some situations where some friends, you know, they're like, yeah, I'm dating this dude, he's separated. I'm like, separated? So he's still married? Like, yeah, no, but they've been separated for years. That doesn't make it, that doesn't ring any bells. Like, that doesn't bring even more caution. So why are you separated for so many years? What is going on throughout these years that you're unable to finalize, you know, this divorce or finalize this relationship? What is happening? But yet and still, you get what I mean? Like, there's still, for me, that discomfort that I know comes with people when they have to speak about the status of the relationship and their partner is entangled. Sorry for the use of that word, which is now cliche. But their partner is entangled yet in this relationship, and it's called a separation. Because what's making this whole Malik Beasley and Larissa Pippen thing kind of, you know, gossipy and juicy is that he is married. So much so to where his wife was literally caught off guard on social media and was like, whoa, I'm just finding out. Matter of fact, she tweeted, I'm finding out how you're finding out.
And that's the thing, it's like, paparazzi pic. Do we have to take it to social media? Do we have to go there? Like, I don't know. What I'm not going to do is go back and forth with a bitch who just learned how to fucking text. Like, bitch, you so old, you just learned how to text. I'm not going to go back and forth on social media. Not doing it. But again, I feel like it's so many levels to this juiciness, because not only is he still married, but then he's younger than her and he's in the league currently. You know what I'm saying? So it's just like, what are we doing here at the end of the day? And as a woman, it's very difficult, because when you meet a guy, you only know what he tells you.
See, thank you for bringing up my next point. As a woman, right? And I'm coming from, I know it probably happens for guys as well, but more than likely, 9 times out of 10, it's usually the woman's place who's here, right? So as a woman, should you check for confirmation from the ex-wife or estranged wife? Is that proper?
I'm not gonna cross-reference anything with another woman. I don't give a fuck. I don't care. That's just me personally, because if I can't trust a nigga I'm with, then I'm not gonna be with him. If I can't trust what comes out your mouth, I'm not gonna be with you. Now, it's more complex when you start talking about people like athletes and rappers who are rarely home anyway, right? So they're rarely home. So it's easy for them to say, oh, we're separated, because they're not going home to their wife every night, right? Whereas a common man, you go home to your wife every night. I don't care how separated you are. I ain't trying to hear that. Like, I had one dude sitting here tell me, like, we live together for the kids, but we not together. That's cool. Be blessed, my brother. Ain't doing it at all. So, like I said, it's complex when you're just going off the information that this man is telling you, and you find yourself in a catch-22, because you're like, hold on, you told me, and nah, brother, like, no. But because I've been in a situation where dudes lied and be like, oh, nah, I'm separated, or I'm divorced, or shit, I had one dude kill his whole wife off. God damn, brother, listen, okay?
Wow.
But I'm just like, certain things are red flags. If I can't come to your house, if you only calling me when you in the car, like, come on, certain things are red flags that just let you know that it's like, something ain't right here.
Right. No, I get that. But for me, it's like, it's very interesting, because I had a similar situation too, where this young lady said she was separated, but you're still living in the same house and everything. And I had to say to her, does he know you're separated? Like, are you guys on the same page? Because that's a telltale sign. Dude is still living his life. Like, this is his lady doing his thing. I'm out here talking to you, but you're clearly in a situation where you're not on the same page. So for me, there definitely is, this is a situation where more questions have to be asked. I mean, I can't just take that for face value when you say separation. Divorce is different. That's documentation. There's a whole process that comes with that. I can clearly be like, okay, let me see proof. You get what I mean? Like, let me just see, just to make sure, because that's a whole legal process that has to be done. Separated, that's more of a mutual agreement. Nothing's really on paper unless you're of a high celebrity status. But other than that, it's more like, hey, I'm dipping, I'm doing this, you take care of this, I take care of that.
You can file for separation. Like, you can file for separation, and that's when you're ready to legally go through the divorce process.
Right.
But if y'all just separated because y'all mad at each other and shit, and y'all just separated, living in different quarters, or y'all just claim y'all not in this relationship, y'all taking a break, nah, don't invite me into that kind of shit. Like, I don't have time for it. And it becomes a very complex situation, because now you want me to be invested in something that's a dead end, because you're married. If I want to get married, you can't get married because you're still married. Mm-hmm. So fuck I look like? No, leave Tristan the fuck alone. Seriously, like, it just becomes too much drama and too much, like, and then I'm the type of person, like, I don't like relationships with rules. So if I can't call at a certain time, I can't do this, I can't come over, I don't want it. Leave me alone. It's too many.
You want total freedom in your relationship.
I
want
to be able to do what the fuck I want to do. And then if I can't do that with you, then you're not the one for me. Because I ain't got a high shit over here.
No, that's facts. That's facts. And I also think with this situation that we're referencing before, Larissa Pippen and Malik Beasley, like you said, I think it's the lifestyle too that makes it easy to fall into that whole separation and what it means. Like you said, he's a baller. He's not at home. He's on the road, living a lifestyle. So he doesn't really have to account for his whereabouts at all. Right. He's in a hotel.
Especially if your wife isn't well known.
Mm-hmm.
Like, so, most times, you know, the wife isn't well known unless, you know, like I said, like, even with, you know, Cardi B and Offset. Like, yes, yeah, I know they married, but they ain't stop him from doing his shit.
Mm-hmm.
So, understanding that if the wife isn't well known, it's harder to even fact check certain shit like that, regardless of who it is. So, but again, if I gotta fact check your shit, I don't want, that's too much. All I need to know is, I mean, are you on a registered sex offenders list? You're not, okay.
But don't act like y'all ladies don't be doing your CSI investigation. I know you for sure, Sherlock Holmes over
but
here.
But that's if you're my man. If you're my man.
No.
Listen, Tristan, you already know. If Tristan, you my dude.
You ain't never Googled a dude before you went out with him, or did your background see?
I told you, like, I need to know if you on a registered sex offenders list. Listen, all my dudes, most of my dudes, 99.9% of dudes I fuck with, been arrested. So yes, I go check databases and shit, see what you got arrested for, because if it's some crazy shit, I can't fuck with you.
Clearly you like them thugs. See, shout out to all listeners. You're trying to get in Tristan's life. You need to be a certified.
I told you I'm not doing that no more.
Oh, you're reformed. My bad.
I'm not doing that no more. I'm going into 2021. I'm leaving that thug life behind, because these thugs don't want to evolve. I need y'all to evolve. Like, we ain't gonna be keep doing hood shit. Like, no, I'm too old. My hips hurt and shit. I ain't got time. So, you know, but I also feel like with relationships, you know, regardless if it's the woman's who doing it or not, the women always get blamed for shit.
There we go. You know, I'm not gonna agree with you on this one. And I feel like you bring it up on purpose. 9 times out of 10, I feel like the men get blamed for it. It don't matter what happened. Oh, you know, he wasn't ish nowhere, girl. You ain't need him. Even if she's the one acting crazy, she's the one wilding out, she's going crazy, it's always, what did he do? What did he do to have her act out like that? Women just don't do that. What did he do?
Women don't just do that.
When y'all know good and well, y'all be just, some of y'all ain't wrapped too tight.
Y'all make us
tight.
Crazy.
Nah, see? All I do, come home, drop my shoe in the wrong place. See, this is what I'm talking about. See?
That's when we sick of y'all ass. Like, look how he's chewing. Look at his chewing. Look at it. I can't stand his ass.
But to go on the other side, so what happens if you're widowed? So if you're a Lauren London, if you're a Vanessa Bryant, and your significant other passed away, and you have kids, right? So it's not just, you know, it wasn't just you and your significant other. You guys had kids. How soon is too soon?
And that's why I say it's the catch-22, because with that individual, it might be one thing as far as a healing process. But then when you're a public figure, it's a whole different dynamic. It's like, that might be a little too much for us to handle. You know what I'm saying? So, and I feel bad for, you know, people in those kind of situations, because it's like, you still have a life to live. You still, you know, have to move on with your life. So I think, again, it's a double-edged sword, because you might be ready 5 years later, and then the public like, whoa, what are we doing here?
All right. I'm not going to lie. I feel like in this regard, this is me just generalizing a stereotype. I feel like men are quicker to move on than women.
Of course they be quicker to move on. And then you want
to
know why?
To being a widow.
Them heifers be waiting in the motherfucking cut anyway. You be like, damn, bitch. You bring casseroles and shit over already? What the fuck?
It helps us grieve. It helps us through the process.
You'll be like, just I'm a good home cooked meal. Listen, no, these women be waiting in the wings. You be like, damn, bitch, can I get good in my grave before you swoop in on my nigga?
A good home cooked meal helps with the grieving process, Tristan. Okay?
Listen.
Because, you know, we be so sick about losing our loved ones. We can't even eat and cook. We can't take care of ourselves.
You know, if you ever
they just be
me,
looking out.
If you
they
ever marry me and a bitch come to you like, she will want you to move on, that bitch lying. Okay? That bitch lying. Just know
you
that.
You sound like Ty. She was like, till death do us part, even after death.
Because like, then checking, it's like, I marry you, and then you got a second wife, and you marry her, so we all in heaven, even though I might go to hell. But we all in heaven trying to figure out which wife is which. No, I ain't playing them games. No, I ain't going to be no sister wife up in heaven. No.
You don't want no confusion at the pearly gates?
Because I'm be at the gates waiting. Who this bitch? Like, No.
I was here first.
Right. Then she show up and we up in heaven chilling. Then she show up and I'm like, we're not playing those games. No, Tristan would not want you to move on and be happy. Just know that's a lie. Tristan would want you to die 2 hours after her. And if you don't, I'm gonna question your love.
Wow. Okay.
You know them couples that be dying like minutes from each other? He was just so sad that he couldn't say, if you're not dying within a 2 hour window frame after I die, did you even love me?
Well, statistically, men don't live long after their wives die.
Well, if he kicks the bucket first, I know he gonna want me to be happy, so.
Yeah, but statistically, men die first anyway. But if the wife dies, men don't live longer. Women do better when their spouse dies.
I'm fully prepared to have 3 husbands.
Oh, at least wow. Two minimum.
Because I'm starting late in the game. I ain't even got my one yet. So I'm starting late in the game. So I'm prepared to have 2 husbands at minimum.
Got it. But yeah, I do agree. I think it's difficult when you're at that status, right? Because who compares to Kobe Bryant? Arguably one of the greatest basketball players ever. Who compares to that? Who can fill his shoes? Nobody. So that's definitely a hard person to get over, you know, let alone, you know, the fact that also it's coupled with the death of your child as well, too. So, you know, that's pain upon pain that I can't even fathom. Like, I can't wrap my head around that. So I you know, I don't even know what that's going to be like. Whereas Lauren London, she just lost, you know, the father of her child. Her child's still here, thank God. But yet he's the notable figure. Mm-hmm. So, you know, they are big shoes to fill. And it's like when you're in that public eye, the public also feels like they have a say so on when you should move on and how you should move on.
You already know. We be feeling like we have 2 cents.
Exactly. Who should be the next candidate and so on and so forth.
Exactly.
I just do hope, though, if that time ever comes for them, that they do what's right for them. And that's honestly really what it is in all these scenarios. Like, understand, we're not judging you if you're dating somebody who's separated. Do what's best for you. But know and understand that there are more complications or there's a higher risk of complications in the relationship if you're dating somebody who's not fully separated or divorced, right?
Right, don't it's be like Future and then you bring your next girl to your baby to mama's baby shower. Like, what? Like, she ain't even good and pregnant and you already got another chick that you bring into the baby shower. First of all, listen, don't try me like that, because I air this bitch clean the fuck out, pregnant or not. Like, I shut all this shit the fuck down. Everybody be in the ER at the end of the goddamn day. Like, don't ever, ever think you can fucking embarrass me like that. But yeah, how, like, dude, like, you bring another bitch to your baby mother's baby shower and she's pregnant with your child currently. That's so insulting. You talk about moving on fast. Like, what?
Future's a whole nother animal.
But I don't understand why women line up to take that kind of shit.
He comes with a lot. Access. Think about it. He comes with a lot of access.
No. So if it gotta cost me my embarrassed, if it gotta cost me being publicly embarrassed, I don't want it.
Oh, some women don't have that standard. Mm-mm. Some people don't have that standard.
First of all,
okay.
No. Even if you if you privately embarrass me, I'm a hack fucking fool. So then you publicly embarrass me?
Listen, what he said, what's his line? You want to cry in the Maxima, you want to cry in the Rolls? Like,
I ain't going to be the one crying when it's all said and done, my nigga.
Nah, these ladies are all about the access that he provides. So he provides you, especially when you're the chosen one at that time, because it never lasts long. You get access to the jewelry, the bags, the everything.
No, and I don't want to be the flavor of the week. I don't want to be the flavor of the week. I'm sorry.
Some women are doing it because everybody's checking. And you know the age we live in, so that means everybody's following you on the gram, the Twitter, and everything like that. They're checking for your moves. Mm-mm. You're popping, and you're hoping that can parlay into something permanent. But if you're not, and what they don't understand is, if you're not of that world and know how to move in that world, you're not going to be able to capitalize. And 9 times out of 10, if you are of that world and trying to make moves in that world, he's probably not messing with you. Yeah, like,
you already know the kind of motherfuckers he's getting with. The ones who got, you know, they got these hopes and dreams or whatever, or they want to be mocked. Like, I'm good.
So, but he be lining them up, though.
And I'm like, bitch, even if I do fuck with you to get the bags and shit, don't tell nobody we together. Like, don't tell nobody. I'm a deny. I don't know that nigga.
Don't take no pictures.
Like, what are you doing? No. I got a reputation. No.
Right.
That to me is, and I think that's so fucked up because as a woman, like when you're pregnant, you really don't have the luxury to move on until you bust that baby out. And then you still got to wait 6 weeks, even though it's a lot of niggas. When I was pregnant with Genesis, you know how many niggas was hitting on me? I guess, and they bring like, shit, I can't get you pregnant-er. Right. So why not, right? Yo, these niggas was hitting on me. Pregnant. I'm just like, nah, Slim, I'm good. I'm talking about full belly, everything. Like, why is you trying to pull up on, literally, full belly, everything, still trying to holler at me? I mean, I was cute. But still, I'm like, bruh, come on now.
Right. Listen, dudes never amaze me, man. If I hate to say it, but if you got a vag,
they coming.
They coming.
They coming. They don't care and if it's you with a whole somebody else baby. They like, it ain't my baby.
So, man, they don't care if you got three legs, walk with a limp, smell from here to high heavens. You got a vag, somebody's down.
Yo, I had this client down. Many, many moons ago, she had a whole mustache. And she had like 10 kids. And I'm just like, and I get mine threaded every month and I still can't get a boyfriend. Like, let me just stop threading my mustache and then maybe, you know, but I'm like, her joint was thicker than yours, like dead ass. Her joint was thicker than yours. And mine just be like little peach fuzz, you know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. I'm just like, damn. And dudes still be running up in that. I just like, cool. Bet.
Amen. Access, baby. that's all it is, access. I don't know. But hey, neither here nor there for me. moving on to our next one before we close out. Iggy Azalea has been in the news lately. And it's not good. It's not good. So her significant other, well, they're not together. But anyway, she basically aired out her baby daddy for not being there for her son. And, you know, she is trying to hold him accountable to being a present father. I get that. But here's my question, and we can talk about it for a couple seconds. She said something that really stood out to me, Tristan. She said two things. One, her and Playboi Carti agreed to have this baby. She said it's the baby you wanted to have, right? That, so you didn't want to have this, so you continued to go through this because this dude, you wanted that. Okay, boom. Second thing she said, she hid her pregnancy because he told her it would interfere with his album sales, this album that he's about to drop.
How's that impossible?
So his album is trash anyway. It just dropped.
I can see that for a lot of female artists. You know, they do like, they don't disclose they're pregnant right away or whatever. And a lot of females anyway, because, you know, I was taught that you wait until you're at least 3 months in because you can miscarry or whatever. But as far as women working, It's very much frowned upon to have a woman that's working and pregnant because you automatically presume that she's not gonna have her work
first.
She has a child. But for a dude to be like, oh, don't tell nobody you pregnant because of my album sales, like,
right?
What, sir?
Right. So what concerns me is like, how come these weren't flags to tell you that, and now dude's not present, he's not being, you know, a good father, whatever. Surprise, surprise, right? Like, what did you have in this relationship that made you secure enough to believe what he was telling you to go ahead and have a baby, which is a lifetime commitment? Why would you enter that lifetime commitment but not want another type of lifetime commitment? Like, hey, maybe marriage?
Let me tell you something like that. It's so many dudes that will be willing to have a baby by me, but would not want to get married to me. And I'm just like, this ain't what you want. Like, this isn't what you, like, Tristan had her baby at 21 when she ain't know no better. Tristan will not be busting out another baby. Like, I'm not going to have a baby, but you don't want to marry me. To me, that's asinine and that's hustling backwards, right? Like, we're too old for that at this point. We're not fresh into our 20s where we don't know no better, right? But then on the flip side, just because he said he want the baby don't mean he said he wanted to raise the baby. Honey, you got to listen to the words that come out their mouth, baby. And then on top of that, you going publicly about him not being present is not going to make him want to be present. You can't force nobody to be around when they don't want to be around.
Facts. And for me, I hate to say it, but how come she didn't see the hustle? So Iggy is definitely a bigger artist internationally than Playboi will ever be or is currently. Did you not see the hustle right there? He's definitely was in this relationship because it was more advantageous to him than you.
Yep.
It really was. You know what he goes and says? Yo, I got Iggy Azalea on my arm. You know what you say? I got Playboi Carti. Who?
Right. I'm like, when you was telling me a story, I'm like, who?
Exactly. So I hate to say it, but like, was she not really seeing that this man was out here playing chess? Like, he was using your emotion.
He was Kardashian.
You still kind of, right, you still went on and, you know, you did. Now you're tied to this dude for life. But that's what, to me, that's what I wanted to talk about. Why are you willing to enter this lifetime commitment of having a child quicker than you are the lifetime commitment of marriage or being monogamous to just me and you? Why not enter into that first and then see if you can do the whole family thing? Because
that wasn't an option. That wasn't an option. That wasn't an option. That's why it went the way it went. It wasn't an option. Just like for me, it wasn't an option, right? Like, getting married wasn't an option. Thank God I never married Genesis' father. Oh my God.
Right, but it wasn't like you and Genesis' father sat down and said, hey, we're going to have a baby here and then. You get what I'm saying?
Right, exactly. It was more like, oops, we got drunk. Oops. Like, but right. I get what you're saying. And I think, you know, as a woman, like you, once you have a baby, right, you can't focus on who's there, who's not there. You got to focus on your child, because at that point you breed so much resentment trying to focus on why he's not there that you forget to actually focus on parenting your child. And I had to make that shift when it came to my own child's father. Cause I'm like, dude, we separated when Jen was like 8 months. Right. Mm-hmm. And at that point, like, you get her, but then you drop her off to your mom's, you drop her off to your sister. Like, you weren't even spending time with your child. And then the first few times I would say shit, I'm a controlling bitch. I'm this, I'm that, whatever. All right, Tristan, fall back, but I'm gonna let you know what you're doing is not gonna create a bond with your child. And lo and fucking behold, if Tristan wasn't motherfucking right. And now you're mad because you don't have the same bond I have with my child that you, like, nah, like, you can't get mad. But at the end of the day, I think a lot of people don't understand the investment that needs to come out automatically once you have a child. Like, a child is not like a chihuahua. You can't just like, oh, I got a chihuahua and it's like, okay, it's cool. No, you gotta be present and active and intentional about your relationship with this child.
At all, exactly, at all time. And it's a lifetime commitment. I don't care what people say about it being 18 and everything like that. If you're trying to be a full present parent, you're gonna have to be there 18 and beyond. So it's just wild and strange to me, and honestly disappointing and disheartening to me that Iggy Azalea would be willing to enter into that lifetime commitment of having a child and a family before the lifetime commitment of a monogamous relationship. And understand, just because your boyfriend and girlfriend, you live together and share bills, doesn't mean that it's monogamous. Nothing. Doesn't mean that's not permanent. You get what I mean? You can sever that real quick. So to me, it was just real striking. And just, if he's not willing to say, hey, put my last name on it, let's intertwine our life together on that front first, why would you even consider going into this threshold?
And you say he didn't even sign a birth certificate, right?
No, he didn't.
Oh, okay. Well, then Iggy, you got the money, move on, sis.
Listen. And she claims she's going to move on. So good for her. But just want to put it out there for those of our listeners. Like, listen, I hate to say, I get it. Marriage is not for everybody. I get that. And I'm not saying marriage is for everybody. But what I am saying is that certain things in human behavior are fluid. You get what I mean? So if somebody's not showing that they're willing to really fully commit to what you guys have going on, like at the same level, equal commitment, then that's a red flag and you should really pause or reevaluate it. But guys, that's our time for today. Appreciate you joining us. As always, you can listen to the Hans and Tristan podcast wherever podcasts are heard, distributed, and streamed. Like, subscribe, share. Also hit us up on our Instagram page, the Hans and Tristan podcast. Like it, hit us up, let us know what you guys think. We appreciate you joining us and we'll see you guys next week.
Bye.